Love Talk Radio.
Tonight, Lord Jesus, we set aside the balance of this evening to focus upon your kingship and your lordship. Yes, Lord, we acknowledge you as the sacrifice, the great sacrificial lamb. We thank you, Lord God, for the blood that you shed for us. We thank you, O Lord God, for the great mercies and blessings that you showered upon our lives. But tonight, Lord, we want to see you not as a lamb, but we want to worship you as that Lion of Judah, the King above all kings. Thank you. Thank you for your presence. We bow before you. We acknowledge you. We honor you. King of kings and Lord of lords.
Has fallen. When I look to my left, I see Satan has fallen. When I look Open up from the time I woke up until the time probably I fall asleep. But we are conquering the enemy on everywhere he thinks that he got a foothold, praise God. Hey, we ain't giving him an inch today. Hallelujah. Oh, we've been glorifying the Lord all day long, praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but it's all good. Devil got to flee, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you listening to God's Favorites Radio program coming to you live tonight, praise God. Hallelujah, to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That is who we desire, praise God. We don't desire any false God. We don't desire anything that, that's dead. He's alive. He's alive tonight. He's alive. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, have you lost a loved one during this coronavirus, a daughter, a son, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through tonight. God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. Whatever you're going through tonight. Praise God. Because Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If you have a prayer request tonight, press 1, and I will pray for you after I finish praying. Praise God. Let's go to prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, we're just so thankful and excited, God, in this time, in this hour, God, that we can celebrate you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing in the lives of your people, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, oh God, for restoration in you, God. We thank you for the awesome price you have paid for us, oh God, over two. You didn't just do it today, God. You've been paying this price over 2,000 years ago, God. And you've done it for us, God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for everyone, oh God, on the line tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, for every mother, oh God, that may have lost a loved one to son or daughter to drugs or to the prison wall. We're praying for her strength at this time, God. Oh God, or anyone that's going through any type of sickness, God, we bind the enemy off of them in the name of Jesus. God, we lift you up that you may be magnified and that you may be glorified, that you get all the glory, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that no weapon formed against anyone shall prosper, God. Build them up in their most holy faith, God, that they'll stand before you and proclaim that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, I pray that you give them the boldness, oh God, and the strength to stand up against the oppositions of the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know, God, Lord God, oh God, that you still love them no matter what's going on, what went on. God, oh Father God, just encompass them, oh God. Oh God, with your presence, oh God. Oh Father God, that one that needs healing of a sickness, God. Oh, God, I bind that sickness tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that sickness cannot stay. It's got to go in the name of, because the power of the Holy Ghost is here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bind that sickness, whether it's high blood pressure, God. Oh, Father God, we bind that sickness, oh, God, or arthritis and all manners of, God, you came to heal all manner of sickness and diseases, God. We still believe in you for it, God. We ain't giving up on it, God. We don't give up on you. God, we trust in you. And, God, we rely upon you, God, for our healings and for our hurts and for our pains, God. We know, God, that you are the ultimate healer, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, how you're taking us through, oh God, this coronavirus, God. We just thanking you, Lord God, that our faith is in you, God. Lord, you know this thing was going to come, and you know, God, oh God, that, oh God, those that are going to be taken out, God. So, God, we just say no fear in us, oh God, as we trust in you. No fear, oh God, no fear. Fear has to go. Hallelujah. Because it's of the devil. Praise God. Oh, we just trust in you, Lord God, to help us and to take us, oh God, to walk through this thing, God. Oh, God, with joy and peace in our hearts because you live in us, God. And God, if God lives in you and he lives in me, praise God, we have the victory. We have the victory over Satan. Praise God, as the song said earlier. Praise God. I play these songs to bless you. Praise God. Oh, and let you know that you are victorious in Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we do want to remember, praise God, all our prayer requests. Praise God. Hallelujah. We pray for all those that have lost loved ones. Praise God. In the coronavirus, I have lost many associates that I know of. And we do want to keep them lifted up in prayer, praise God, hallelujah, and to let them know that the family know that we love them and praying for them. We also want to keep up Marilyn family in prayer, and also Evangelist Terry and her family. Financial support, praise God, and also Minister, I think that's Troop, his brother-in-law, and also Minister Spears, Brother Todd and family, and who else? We had gotten a call a while back. Lady called in about her mother was back home, that she had cancer, and we continue to pray and lift her up that she be healed of the cancer. And also my sister that had a tumor on the brain. She's doing better. Praise God. Continue to lift her up. Praise God. They had to cut her head from one side to the other and remove the tumor. Praise God. But she's doing very well. So continue, keep my sister lifted up in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. That she come out of this thing victoriously. Praise God. We see a hand up. Go ahead, honey. Do you have a prayer request? Hold on. It's coming. All right. Go ahead. 985, you put your hand up. Can you hear me? Hello? I see someone put their hand up that maybe they wanted to say something or had a prayer request before we go on. We just lift up every one of these prayer requests, 985-285. You are on. Let's see here. Maybe I didn't have you on. Let me see. Can you? All right. You can hear me now. I'm sorry. I didn't have you on. Okay. Go ahead.
I have a prayer request for Kevin Perrette. He's doing fine, but we want him to come on out the hospital. It's much better. Thank you.
All right. Temperance Perrette.
Kevin Perrette.
Oh, Kevin Perrette. Okay. We sure will. We'll keep Kevin in our prayers right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just lift Kevin up to you, that God, he be healed by the power of the blood. We know the blood heals and set free, God. And, oh, Father God, you know him. You know him by name. You know where he is, God. And, Father God, as he rests in you, just let him rest in your presence, oh, God, and let the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, oh, God, dwell within him, God. And, Father God, draw him closer to you, God, that he'll, oh, God, encounter the angels all around the bedside, oh, God, that his, your brushing of your wings, oh, God, flowing over him in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that he even won't hear while he's there, God, Lord God. God, we just thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for Kevin. Oh, Father God, thank you. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Minister Gigi, are you going to pray at this time? Praise God. Minister Gigi going to bring us a prayer, and then I'll be back.
Praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Happy Resurrection Day to all of you, all the listeners out there. Praise God, praise God, hallelujah. In the midst of everything, God, hallelujah, resurrected victoriously in the mighty name of Jesus, and that's why we have victory. That's why we have the power of prayer, hallelujah, because of his resurrection, hallelujah, hallelujah, and because of his resurrection, we have the hope, the hope, hallelujah, the hope one day we will see him in his glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And tonight we come before your throne of grace in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God in heaven, the sovereign and master of the universe. You are holy and mighty, and tonight we bow before you, O Lord. We surrender everything to you. We surrender our spirits, souls, and bodies. We surrender everything that pertains us. We surrender America to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We surrender our families to you. We surrender all the nations to you, because you are Lord and you have complete control in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe in you, Lord. We believe in your promises. We believe in your coming, Jesus. We believe that one day you will come and all eyes will see you. We believe, We believe, Jesus. We believe. And today is a celebration that, yes, because of you, because of your resurrection, we have victory in you. We are resurrected with you in glory, in the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And thank you, Lord, for the shedding blood. Thank you, Lord, because of the blood of the cross. Hallelujah. We can have mercy. We can come to you, just to you. Hallelujah. We don't have to pass to anybody else, but through you, to Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give all the praise and glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, to our rising in Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you because of the blood of the cross. You we have faith. That even though we are sick, we will be healed in the name of Jesus, because nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the victory. We thank you for the triumph. Hallelujah. We are triumphant. Hallelujah. We are triumphant in you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for America, Lord. We ask to bless America abundantly. Bless America with excellent health in the name of Jesus. Health in every area. Health in every area. America shall stand in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We ask the blood of Jesus to be upon America. The blood of Jesus upon the nations of the earth. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus as an ocean. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus cover the world. The whole world. As you came to die for the whole world, your blood is more than enough to cover the world, cover all the world with the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the power of resurrection. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And thank you for Minister Vivian. Thank you, Lord. Keep using her, Lord. Keep using her for your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Give her more of you and less of her, more of you, O Lord. Oh Lord, and fill all that have a pure heart, and fill them with fresh anointing tonight. Fresh anointing. Hey, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise be to thee, praise be to thee, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, honey, thank you. Praise God, hallelujah. Well, before we go on, I see Minister Cherry came on. If you have anything to say tonight before I go on, press 1. If not, you have done a great message this afternoon. I listened to all your messages. I tell you, it was powerful. I wish y'all could have heard this powerful message coming from Minister Cherry tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. But so glad to have you on. If you want to say a word, press 1 and introduce yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, but she is a blessing to the body. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Go ahead, Minister Cherry.
Yes, praise God. Praise God. I just would like to greet everyone in the all matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just want to thank you, Minister Vivian, for that kind word. Thank you so much for allowing me and giving me this time to just share my word with everybody out there or listening. I just want to say that you're not forgotten, and we just want to let you know that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. We accept him many years ago, and we're just, you know, displaying him out there to you as well. He can be yours whenever time, oh, every time. His arms is ready, wide open to accept you, because this is who he is. His love is there for you waiting. There's enough room for everybody to share the love of Christ. So if you feel like you don't know him, start calling on his name, because that name is power. And I dare you, I challenge you to do that. Because when you call that name, something changed. We did it. It changed for us. We are changed. That's why we're here in this part of the world, can speak of righteousness' sake. We are the righteousness of God, and we know what that's all about. It means step from your sin and step into the righteousness of God. You step out of sin and step into the righteousness of God. So tonight, if you hear the Lord knocking on your heart, if you feel like somebody's speaking to you that you never heard before, oh, just give way to the Spirit of the Lord. God will just touch you. And I say to every heart out there that is weary, that feel like you can't make it, there is a hope. There is a hope. And his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. We've been there like you did. But praise be to God. The Bible said, the Lord calls, and it's only who said yes. We said yes to the Lord, and we want to give him praise that he came into our hearts and change us. Change us that we're so firm to know who we are and what we is. And we have peace over everything. May the Lord bless you all and keep you. And may his face just shine upon you and keep you in a safe place until the storm passes over. And if you don't have a Bible, you can get one. Write this down. You can find the scripture in Psalm 67, verse 1. And ask him, keep me safe, Lord, until the storm passes over. Because God is a God of compassion. He's a God of love. And the same he did for us, he will do for you. In Jesus' name. I love you all. Thank you so much, Minister. God bless you. Continue the good work. Continue to let the Lord use you. Continue to witness to others. It's not in vain. I challenge you. It's not in vain, Minister Vivian. Continue to do so. And everybody else who are with you, I thank God for you all. I love you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Minister Sherry. Thank you. I would love for you all to hear this great woman of God. I'm gonna be bold enough and ask her, can she minister next Sunday for 7, so y'all could come back on here and hear her. Are you available, Minister Sherry, for next Sunday?
Amen, amen. Yes, yes, Minister. I can do that. Thank you so very much.
All right. We'll look forward to hearing from you next Sunday. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, isn't that wonderful, y'all? Oh, y'all aren't even just to hear my voice all the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. This woman of God is really going to minister to your heart, so you need to be here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we just going to go on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to talk about tonight the centurion at the cross. Now, we know that the centurion was the soldiers, the Roman soldiers who put Christ to death. So we're just going to talk tonight because we have heard so much of preaching today and so much about Jesus and how he died and how he's resurrected. So let's read about the centurion at the cross. Now from the sixth hour, darkness fell upon all the land until the ninth hour. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me? And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Praise God. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split. The tombs were open, and many bodies of the saints. I want you all to hear this, because sometimes we pass this over a lot in the Word of God, and we are looking at one thing about Jesus. But listen, and the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, and coming out of the tomb to his resurrection. Now, you know, I had looked over that. Many of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised, and coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, God. Now the centurion and those who were with him keeping guard over Jesus, when they saw the earthquake and the things that were happening, became very frightened and said, truly, this was the Son of God. But my thing is tonight, that did you understand that there was people that came up out of the grave, and we are looking for that. Answer is in the context, obviously. The centurion was deeply moved by the events he had witnessed, and that the declaration of deity is what followed his observation. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need to consider two things in order to fully and carefully consider the magnitude of the centurion word. Praise God. Hallelujah. As I said, the centurion was the soldiers that led him. Praise God. Hallelujah. The centurion words, the evidence against this declaration and the evidence in support of this declaration. Make sure you get it. We need to consider two things in order to fully and carefully consider the magnitude of the centurion words. And one is the evidence against the declaration, and the other one is the evidence in support of this declaration. Because the declaration was said to crucify him. This strong indeed. This was very strong words against Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, Jesus was well aware of the strong condemnation of the Jewish religious leaders that had put Jesus on the cross for making the claim to be the Son of God, his commander and chief. Pontius Pilate had upheld the conviction for Jesus making that claim. But the centurion rejects the condemnation and affirms Jesus' claim. Why? Because the arguments in favor of Jesus' claim were overwhelming. Looking at the evidence in support of this declaration, we must remember that this man had no doubt supervised many crucifixions. So Jesus wasn't the first. Supervised many. Crucifixion. Yet there was something extraordinarily different about this particular execution. There was something different about Jesus. He's always different, somebody. Come on now. Woo! Jesus is different. He wasn't just an ordinary man. What did he see? There were several scenes from the events of the arrest. There was the trial and the crucifixion of Jesus that combined into two compelling mosaics. The response of Jesus to the injustice that he had been forced to endure at the hands of his own. And while he's still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12. Come on, somebody. Are you going to betray Jesus tonight? Are you going to keep him close to your heart? Are you going to betray him? Are you just going to walk away from him? Are you just going to be just let this be a one-day celebration? Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. You're just going to forget about and said Easter is gone. The resurrection is still alive. He's alive. He's alive tonight. Praise God. And while he was still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, with a great multitude with swords and clubs, came from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now his betrayer had given him a sign, saying, whomsoever I kiss, he is the one. Seize him. But Jesus said to him, how then could the scriptures be fulfilled that it must happen thus? In that hour, Jesus said to the multitude, have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to take me? I sat daily with you, teaching in the temple, and you did not seize me then. So why do you want to take my life now? But all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. And the high priest arose and said to him, do you answer nothing? Why you don't answer us? We asking you questions. Why don't you answer us? Jesus didn't have to answer them. He already told them, you knew me. You knew me when we were in the temple. You saw what I did. I went about doing nothing but good. Well, why do you want to take my life now? But Jesus kept silent. And the high priest answered and said unto him, I put you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said to him, it is not. It is as you said. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming out of the clouds of heaven. We're going to see him again, my people. We're going to see him again. Then the high priest tore his clothes, saying, he has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have of witness? Look now, you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think? And they answered and said, he is deserving of death. Bunch of mad soldiers. He ain't worthy of nothing but death. Then they spat in his face and beat him, and others struck him with the palms of their hands, saying, prophesy unto us, Christ, who is the one who struck you. The response of Jesus to the torture that the centurion and his men had inflicted upon him. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the planetarium, gathering the whole garrison around him, and they stripped him and put scarlet robe on him. And when they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, hail, King of the Jews. Then they spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off of him, put on his own clothes on him, and led him away to be crucified. The dignity with which Jesus responded to the lynch mob that demanded his blood as a sheep, silent before the slaughter. The scripture records no response by Jesus to the mob cries, but the chief priest stirred up the crowd so that he should rather release Barabbas to them. Pilate answered and said to them again, what then do you want me to do with him whom you call the King of the Jews? So they cried out again, "Crucify him." Then Pilate said unto them, "Why, what evil has he done?" Somebody recognized that he hadn't done any evil, but still they wanted to crucify your Lord and my Lord. But it was all for our good, praise God. So Pilate, wanting to gratify the crowd, released Barabbas from them, and he delivered Jesus after he had scourged him to be crucified. Let's look at the mercy. So the first response was the response. The next one was the dignity, and the next one was the mercy that he had. The mercy of Jesus toward the people who rejected him and the soldiers that crucified him, including the centurion, his response, "Father, forgive them." Now, I wanted to make that available to you tonight. If you have anything about against anybody, forgive them. If any of you have read my book, you know I wrote a chapter on there on forgiveness. Forgiveness is something you have to walk in 24 hours a day. Why? Because you don't know when somebody going to hurt your feelings, somebody going to, you know, it's not the person, because everything God made is good. You don't know how the enemy going to come through somebody. And sometimes they really don't mean it. But I'm telling you, the enemy will come and try you, praise God, and try to get you to bow down to him, praise God. But I tell you, forgive tonight. Forgive, praise God. Carry this on your shoulders. Carry that forgiveness on your shoulders. That I'm willing to forgive God like you did. You forgave them, God. Help me to be a forgiver, God. Don't let me carry nothing, God. So I'm in you and you in me, God. And I want to be clean just like you want me to be, God. This is what I want you to hear tonight. Forgive. Forgive. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, forgive them. Even as they sat down to gamble for his mega possessions and to watch the gruesome spectacular, Jesus' concern was their forgiveness. Jesus' concern tonight is our forgiveness toward one another. If you can't love them whom you see, how can you say you love him? Not as his own escape. This is powerful. So creation's response to Caesar's sin-bearing act, as Matthew records, witnesses saw the earthquake and the things that were happening. They saw the sun go dark. They felt the power of the earth quickening under their feet. And they saw these supernatural phenomena suddenly end when Jesus yielded up his spirit with a loud voice and died. The centurion was understandable, shocked by the significant events that accomplished the death of the Christ. In all of his close exposure to torture and death, he had never seen such things before, and the impact on him was incapable. There cannot be a reasonable doubt that this expression truly was the Son of God, was news in the Jewish sense, and that it points to the claim which Jesus made to be the Son of God, on which his condemnation expressly turned. The meaning then clearly is that he must have been professed to be. In other words, that he was no imposter. There was no medium between those two, praise God, hallelujah. Remember, no matter what happens in your life, forgive. Forgive. The centurion has seen, heard, and felt all the events of the crucifixion and death of Christ. As a result, he and his troops became very frightened
the centurion and his troop of valor hardened. These soldiers got frightened after that, after they had recognized what they had done to Christ. We ought to have a fear of God. We ought to have a fear in our hearts toward God. Hallelujah. Praise God. They had reason to be fearful because there was absolutely nothing ordinary about the significant events that were experienced. It was the truth. He was the truth. Hallelujah. It was no ordinary execution. The darkness, the earthquake, and the cry of abandonment from Christ convinced the soldiers that this was no ordinary execution. The events terrified them and probably led them to believe that these things testified to heaven's wrath. What a realization. They had put to death God's Son. Praise God. No ordinary power. They did not come to the conclusion because the announcement of some angelic messenger or prophet. Their conclusion came solely from the effects of the power of God on the display at Calvary that dark day. No ordinary confession. The centurion confession tells us something eternally important. Jesus, as he promised, Messiah and Son of God, is seen most clearly in his passion and death. His passion for us. His love for us. His death for us. You and I today. We are here because he died for you and I. How interesting that the Jewish religious establishment had marked him with title, of which a Roman centurion now confessed him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Finally, a confession. Finally, a confession. Praise God that he is the Son of God. This was expressed in terror that fell upon the centurion and the Roman soldier. Let us, with one eye of faith, behold Christ and him crucified, and be affected by the great love wherewith he loved us. Never were the horrid nature and effects of sin so tremendously displayed on that day when the beloved Son of God hung up on a cross, suffered for our sins, and just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Let us yield ourselves willingly to his service. Let us not just take this as a day that's passing, but a day by day. Every day must take care of itself. Every day is a day with the Lord. I pray that every day with Jesus is better than the day before. No matter what's going on with COVID-19 virus, with Jesus, you know, I sent a link to Africa today. When I talked to my pastor, little pastor in Africa, I told him, we might be sold in, but I'm glad I'm sold in with Jesus. Final word, the men and women who witnessed the trial, crucifixion and death and the resurrection of Christ saw more of the words can ever express. They heard things that can only imagine in their lifetime we have seen in the scriptures and the result of the amazing things. Praise God. Truly, this is the Son of God. Truly, this is the Son. We have heard, we have believed, but we mustn't end here. We can't end here. We got to go on with Jesus. No matter what's going on in our lives, we must go on with him. Praise God. He is the author and the finisher of our lives. He is seated on the right hand, making intercession for us. He is awaiting for us to be with him. Praise God. Hallelujah. I have to go on now. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. I pray that all of you all is on tonight. Praise God. Blessings be upon you continue. No coronavirus can come nigh your dwelling. Praise God. I decree that tonight in the name of Jesus. I pray God blessings upon you. Please be back here next Sunday. I have asked the woman of God, Minister Sherry, to come and speak next Sunday night. Praise God. I want you all to hear this blessed woman of God. Blessed woman. Praise God. Be back with us. All right. Bye-bye now and have a great night. Bye-bye.